This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 Q Symposium here in the beautiful island of Maui. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Q's very own Jerry Salsa. Jerry, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mike, for having me.
You're welcome.
This has been great. You got a nice setup here.
Thank you.
You know, you're outside, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, high traffic area for the attendees.
Yes.
And we have a great number of attendees this year and a large number of sponsors, very similar to yours. So great amount of support in the credit union system.
Yeah, it's hands down one of my favorite conferences to come to. Obviously the content is great, but my whole thing about this conference is I really enjoy talking to the credit union CEO and the credit union board chair.
Sure.
And seeing how they work together to keep that momentum of success going and you know, what challenges they experience and what successes they experience. So I find that eternally fascinating. Yeah. So it's really a lot of fun coming here and checking that out.
I agree. And the session this morning with Dr. Burrows was even more thought-provoking. You know, we as leaders in our organization often look at the basics of performance.
Yeah.
And influence is a huge piece of it in an organization. Mm-hmm. He really touched on how you can capture it, potentially measure it, and flush out, you know, kind of those hidden talents that you may not see on the surface.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this morning's session.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys have second to none content here. You bring in these super thought-provoking topics and speakers coming in, and it just really gets you thinking. I'm sure everybody else is out and about right now talking about just what you just said. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, you know, and how can we do our jobs better to better serve the members out there and make cravings better? So yeah.
And I'm always impressed by the team as far as how they can bring these type of topics. Every year it's something fresh, and we can just continue to build on how we build our talent in our credit union system.
Well, and that's why you have so many people here and so many repeat visitors. Oh my gosh, there's so many repeat visitors coming here. So yeah.
Not only that, we have 27 new CEOs at this event this year.
Good for you.
Which, you know, talks about that future, right? Whether they're new at the credit union or new to Q's, you know, we want to continue to build our audience and, you know, give back.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about something that this conference is fabulous. It's always great place, everything. But this year's conference is a little bit of a heavy heart because of John Pembroke, his passing recently. And, oh gosh, I'm going to get emotional right here talking about it. But so tell us what this conference means and what it means to you guys to put this on. I know you did something special for him this morning in the opening session. Can you share with us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so, you know, first and foremost, this event is, we always used to call it our Super Bowl, you know, and it's something.
I remember John saying that quite a few times.
He said it a lot. And, not just because of the time of year, but it was a creme de la creme. Mm-hmm. This is the event where we want to put our best foot forward, represent Q's, and build the relationships with the credit union leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put a lot of emphasis into this event every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we take a break here and for the month of March, and we start planning next year. You know, next year is going to be in another great location, right?
Yeah.
And it's well timed with football, and we love talking football. John loved football.
Oh yeah.
And you know what's great about our relationship was he was a Bears fan, I was a Packers fan.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ribbing that we would go back and forth, and but it was at the center of it was talent, and you could see talent. Whether it be on the football team, you know, the Bears didn't necessarily always have the talent. The Packers, of course, have had it for decades, and we're very fortunate that we've had that. But what it really does is it centralizes our vocabulary, you know. And what really meant a lot to John was developing talent, and it's ingrained in all of us at Q's, but it's ingrained in our mission. You know, we're not stopping for today. Or last year, we're really building for the future, always. It's a constant evolution at Q's. And John just, you know, emphasized that more and more with our organization. You know, don't rest on your laurels. Celebrate them.
Right.
Celebrate
right.
the successes right. that you've had.
Right.
Because, you know, not everything is successful. This is one of our most successful events at each year.
Mm-hmm.
And we top the records again. Unbelievably. We're pushing 400 for this event, which our previous high was 325. And look to continue that growth. Yeah. And with the people who are wanting to be here,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have some great discussions with them over the next few days
mm-hmm.
and build the relationships between that board and that CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, there's vice chairs here
yeah,
who are
too.
Building the transitions
exactly.
for that leadership.
Yep.
And
yep.
they're really investing the time into the leadership at the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Vital to us, vital to the organization, vital to the credit unions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm of the mind that you can never have too much of this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anytime you can invest in yourself,
mm-hmm.
the rewards are that your organization is going to be that much better. So this is a conference where you come here and you really invest in yourself.
Absolutely.
And
you know, and we talked this morning about the award name change.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, while DEI became really prevalent probably, what, 5-6 years ago as far as mainstream,
oh, yeah.
everybody's aware of
yep.
it. It's been something that for us, that diversity of thought, having different people at the seat at the table in our organization
mm-hmm.
and our board is so vital
yep.
because if we're all CPAs, if we're all lenders, you know, if we're all marketers,
yeah.
we're all going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
We're all going to have the same perspective. And it really creates a nice challenge dynamic in the conversations that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he was such a huge proponent of that. And on the equity side, you know, hey, you want to reward your top performers and you want to make sure that they stay in the organization
mm-hmm.
and stay on your team, because for us, cohesiveness is so critical.
Yeah.
And I mean, you see with our team that we're here every year, same group of players. We sprinkle in a couple new ones, but they do a great job. Our team does a fantastic job of continuous evolution.
Yeah.
They do really, really do.
Yep. You got top-notch people
yeah.
doing some amazing, amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So, and again, we're investing in this industry, and it's
yeah.
just going to get much better because of it. So, what do you want folks to leave here with? What type of takeaways do you want them?
Sure.
Obviously, the talent aspect of it, and there were some interesting, we're in a kind of an interesting talent or labor market right
yeah.
now. It's just... It still boggles my mind how we can have the lowest unemployment rate, but all these layoffs, and it's still hard to find people to work, and it's like, gosh, it's just so boggling. But anyway, that
yeah.
aside,
that
what
aside,
do you want people to take?
I think there's a couple things. One, enhance the relationship between the CEO and the chair, you know, and spend the time to work through hurdles, to learn each person's strengths,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, and what they can bring to the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I want them to take away to really enhance how Q's can partner with them. You know, we have great relationships with our CEOs, but we're really wanting to make sure that we invest into that next level of talent
mm-hmm,
continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's for us, it's about the investment into the credit union system.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have great relationships with our CEO now, but if you think of a succession planning aspect of things, it's going to take some time to develop the leaders so the credit unions have choices
yeah.
of great leaders.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I want to see as a takeaway.
Okay. Yeah.
The investment in the partnership.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
Big time. So good stuff. Anything else, Jerry? Anything else to add? Let's see if I got everything off my plate here for you.
You know, from our standpoint, hey, we're going to be in the Bahamas next year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All righty.
I'm sure you'll be there.
Of course. Darn right. I don't care where this conference is. I'm going to be there.
Same week. And, you know, just want to thank our organization and team members for everything that we've gone through over the last number of months,
mm-hmm.
and specifically our members for all their thoughts that they've shared.
Yeah.
It's been huge for our team, and I've said that today, but just want to reiterate it. It's important,
yeah.
you know, the reassurance that, you know, at the end of the day, we're human, and, you know, we're going to get through things together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well said, well
yeah.
said. All right, Jerry, on that note, a great note,
thank
I'm
going
to let you get back at it. Appreciate
thank
it, sir.
You. Appreciate
well
it.
Done.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.